This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tired of switching between stations for good music and engaging content? Well, switch no more. I'm chasing after midnight. Joy Drive with Em and Warren.
Smart Fun Radio.
Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night with a mouth drier than a desert? Or when you wake up in the morning, are you so thirsty your first port of call is a big glass of water? Well, why do we wake up thirsty? Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences, accredited practicing dietitian at the University of South Australia, and our expert in diet and nutrition. Welcome back to Joy Drive.
Hi, how are you, Em?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Firstly, Evangeline, if we're waking up thirsty, what does that actually mean?
Well, the most likely thing is that we've not had enough to drink the day before, or that we've been drinking too much alcohol.
Okay, those are the two main culprits.
Main two culprits, absolutely, yeah.
Evangeline, why is being hydrated important?
Oh, look, our whole body works on having the right level of hydration. All the systems, nerve impulses, all the enzymes that are working, getting your muscles moving, everything relies on a perfect level of hydration. And that's because that means the electrolytes that are in our blood are at the perfect concentration. So it is really important to make sure you're well hydrated. And the best way to know whether you're well hydrated is to look at the colour of your urine, the first urine in the morning, and it should be a light hay colour.
Light hay colour. What are some of the colours that we don't want to be seeing?
Anything darker than that. So you don't want the yellows, you don't want that dark orange, and yeah. And you know, the darker it gets, the worse it is. And of course, if there's blood in it, then that's a separate issue that you need to get investigated. But yeah, light hay to, you know, sort of medium hay colour is what we're after. And that means, you know, having the lights on in the bathroom when you go to wee. So.
And it's the first time we go to the toilet in the morning.
That's right. The first morning urine, yep.
And is there any other ways that we can, you know if that we're dehydrated?
Well, athletes, where hydration levels are really important for them, will actually may do things like sweat tests. They might get their levels checked through blood tests. But that's really done for determining the impact of a exercise session is on them, so they know how much to hydrate. But really, feeling thirsty and that morning wee colour is the best indicators that we have.
And being hydrated is really important for our total body workings.
Everything. Yeah. Absolutely. And we know that if you are dehydrated, even at levels of 1% to 2% dehydration, it starts to affect the way you're able to physically work, as well as your thinking, so your cognitive ability. So no matter what you do, you know, it's going to impact on your work if you're not well hydrated. And when we talk about that 1% to 2% dehydration level, we're referring to the amount of body weight you lose. So, you know, if you weigh yourself in the morning and then you weigh yourself at night and you've lost, you know, 500 grams, it doesn't mean you've lost that in weight. It's actually fluid loss that you've lost. So
realistically, you wouldn't want that much of a loss, right? Because that means that you're dehydrated.
Yeah. And if you're looking at trying to actually lose body weight, you should only be weighing yourself once a week, mm-hmm. because that's when you're going to see reasonable differences in your weight, rather than, you know, just capturing what's happening with your fluid balance.
Right. We're chatting to Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia, about why sometimes we wake up thirsty, and just hydration in general seems very important. I wonder, does the weather affect how hydrated we are?
Absolutely. So in winter, we'll probably notice that we need to drink less and we don't feel quite as thirsty. And as it gets warmer and, you know, as the humidity increases, we actually lose more water. And we do this because we sweat. Our body's trying to, as well as maintain our water levels, it's trying to maintain our body temperature.
Right.
And so that we can cool down, the body sweats, it acts as an evaporative cooling system for us, and it lowers our body temperature, helps lower the body temperature. So the hotter it gets, the more work you're doing, the more clothes you're wearing, the more humid it is, the more likely you are to get dehydrated by sweating. So as you know, I mean, beautiful spring day today in Adelaide, but you know, as this weather gets warmer, you need to start thinking about drinking a little bit more. And what you said, Em, at the beginning, waking up in the morning and have a glass of water as soon as you get up is a really good idea.
That will just set you up better for your day.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
If we are dehydrated, what's the best drinks for us to be drinking?
Well, water's probably the easiest and, you know, the cheapest, and it's really good. It immediately rehydrates ourselves, and we can rehydrate within 24 hours. If you don't like water, you can try sparkling water. Tea, coffee can do it, although if you have short blacks, that's more likely to act to make you lose more water, so you've got to be careful there. But I'd really look going with water. The other thing that's actually quite effective is milk. So if you're low on your milk intake and you're not having enough dairy, think about having a glass of milk. It will help your bones, and it will also help you rehydrate as well.
This is so fascinating, right? Because my mum doesn't drink any water, basically, but she has like five cups of tea a day, and she reckons that that's enough for her to stay hydrated. And you're saying that that actually could be true?
It could be.
Whoa.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be water. That's the beauty about it. It can be tea. It can be the fluids that you have in your food. So if you have, you know, juicy oranges, apples, if you have soup, it's the total fluid count. So often we hear people saying you need to drink 2 litres of water. No, we need 2 litres of fluid a day. It generally doesn't matter what that fluid comes in, so long as you're having enough of it. And when I say generally doesn't matter, you don't want to be having alcohol, because alcohol actually dehydrates us. And the interesting thing about alcohol is if you go above 4% alcohol, it acts to dehydrate, so it makes you wee a lot more. But if you have some of the new lower alcohol beers that are below 4%, they're actually quite good at rehydrating you as well.
Wow. Super, super interesting, because it really does get drilled into us, right, that you need to be drinking a certain amount, X, Y, and Z, of water, 2 litres, as you mentioned. But you are actually getting hydration from so many other sources.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. So, you know, someone might say, well, look, I have two or three cups of tea. I'll have a couple of glasses of water with each meal, and that will probably be enough. But once again, everybody varies so much depending on body size, how hard you're working, if you work indoors or outdoors. And so at the end of the day, for someone, they might need 3 litres, but the only way you'll know is by checking that morning urine colour.
That's really, I actually am so surprised that you've vindicated my mum on this. Fantastic. Really great tip. We should never really be looking to like a Gatorade or a Powerade, right? Because that's not really about hydration.
Yeah. Look, they are useful. They're just as good as water for rehydration, but what you get with them is carbohydrates and sugar, or more specifically sugar. So unless you're actually, you know, exercising for more than 60 to 90 minutes, you don't actually need those sports drinks that are available. Water is just as good. It's cheaper. You less impact on the environment with less use of bottles and all that sort of stuff. So stick to water. Make it the temperature you like to drink it at. I mean, I love cold water. I find it difficult to drink room water temperature. Mm-hmm. So you might want a squeeze of juice in it, a squeeze of lemon juice, orange juice, you know, whatever it is, enjoy it how you like drinking it, and you're more likely to have more of it and stay well hydrated.
Dr. Evangeline, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
I am going right now to fill up my water bottle.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences, accredited practicing dietitian at the University of South Australia, and our expert in diet and nutrition. You can catch more Evangeline every second Thursday here on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.